Yeah.
Mm.
All right, Giggles, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, dude.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
It's cold as shit outside.
Yeah, it's cold as balls.
Friday, another Friday rendition
of
Dave and Giggles.
Yeah, man, lots of things happening.
Are you feeling good about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've already asked me that.
Good. Well, in studio, we have tons of swinging dicks.
Mm.
Like, tons. Like, I don't even understand how these people showed up. Like, what did you do?
It was like a snowball effect, dude. Like, one dude came, and then it just, like, you know, it atomized into a bunch of dudes. To where, like, if we were to do a dude count right now, I'd say it's anywhere close to
dudes.
9 or 10 dudes in this apartment. No chicks. All dudes.
I don't know.
All dudes.
I don't really know where they're even coming from.
No. Well, they came here, and they're going to make it happen tonight. You know, we got a lot of, we got a lot going on.
All right. So, it's Friday night. We got another show going on, and this week, big news, obviously probably the biggest news, your crush on Sully.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. He's a fighter pilot. He, you know, he took down that plane like nobody's business. He said, "This is where I'm going to take it." You know, I get hit by a double bird hit, supposedly.
Canadian geese. Blame the Canadians.
Yeah, totally. It's always the Canadians. But it takes a double bird hit and lands that thing in the Hudson. You know? I mean, that's
lands
pretty.
Lands in the Hudson. Do you know how cold it was yesterday?
It was freezing.
Can you imagine being in the Hudson?
No. No, not at all, man. Every time I get
Christ.
A... Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Crazy. So, I mean, you know... But, you know, he did a good job. He's a hero. I mean, this is all about heroes right now. You watch the news, and it's all about this plane going down. And I think it's what people want to see. They want to see a plane that goes down, but everybody lives. It hasn't happened in a long time.
People do like a hero.
Totally. Totally.
People do like a hero.
Yeah, man. But my man crush on him is big. It's real big. It's pretty big. You know, he's not even on camera yet. You know, they're waiting for the official interview from this dude.
Of course they are.
Because, you know. And another thing I wanted to bring up is that these pilots have been... they've been being forced to retire early because they don't want any pilot over 60 or 65. But the truth is, that the older they are, the more experienced they are, and the better pilots they are.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but they've been cutting it back, so maybe Sully is going to give a chance to those older pilots. That's like, yo, dudes, you should keep us in the mix.
So you're saying bring in the old.
Bring
you're
in
not
the
saying
old,
out
dudes.
With the old and in with the new.
No, bring in the old, dude, because these guys know what to do. To make it happen.
I say out with the old and with the new.
Really?
Fuck them.
Nah, dude, man. You know, these young guys, they don't know what they're doing, you know? Tom Cruise is old now. You know, he can't fly the, you know?
Why do you always pick on Tom Cruise? Every show you're picking on Tom Cruise.
I just, you know, he's just Tom Cruise.
What is your biggest beef with Tom Cruise?
My biggest beef with Tom Cruise is that his last name is probably not his real name. Like, you think he's really a Cruise? You think he's really Tom Cruise?
And this coming from the man who calls himself Giggles.
I don't call myself Giggles. You guys call me Giggles. So it just kind of stuck, you know?
All right.
I mean, I don't have a beef with Tom Cruise, man. I'm cool, man. You know, this is a no beef year, you know?
No beef year.
No beef year. But yo, getting down the brass tacks,
right,
let's talk about what we got on tonight, man. We got some serious stuff. We got some serious dudes.
Plug away.
We got Greg Wiener coming onto the show.
Is that the real name?
Yeah,
Greg
I think
Wiener?
So. I don't think it's a stage name.
Greg
I think, Wiener. I think Tom Cruise's original name was Tom Wiener.
Tom Wiener.
And he changed it.
And it's Chris. What's happening?
I think.
Thank you to coming into the show.
Yeah.
Rocking it out as always.
Good to be here.
All right.
Sorry. Yeah. Professor, as he likes to be called,
the professor is our sound engineer.
And we got to throw mad props his way because he's been, you know, dealing with the wires. You know, there's a lot of wires. If for the viewers at home, there's wires everywhere.
That's really not
for the viewers at the radio show.
Yeah.
All right, let's focus our attention.
Totally.
What were you talking about with Tom Cruise?
Oh, I just think his last name's not really Cruise.
No. Before that,
oh,
you were
talking
about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, as being pilots. You know, like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise. You know, back in the day of. Like,
I just got this in. Actually, can Scrap? Scrap is in studio. We got Scrap in studio. He just brought me. Tom Cruise's real name is Tom Mayputher the Fourth.
No.
That's actually his real name.
Like M-A-Y?
No, M-A-P. Actually, let's see if you could spell this.
All right. Yeah, go for it.
Try it.
I'm trying. Give me the name.
Mayputher.
Mayputher. Like one word, Mayputher.
All right, that's enough. M-A-P-O-T-H-E-R. Mayputher the Fourth. So that's Tom's real name.
So there were three more of them?
Apparently. Apparently.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were all Scientologists.
I wonder if they all had eye patches.
Maybe.
Eye patches. They do have all eye patches.
Nothing better than a good Nazi movie. But I'm not going to plug Valkyrie because I haven't seen it yet. And
I did see it.
You did?
What
do you think about it?
I liked it. Yeah? I liked it. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good movie. It was. I actually watched the History Channel version of it. And it was pretty on. But I did find something out, Scrap. You might find this interesting. One of the they pretty much kill everyone in the end. I mean, I'm not giving anything away here. It's history. And you remember the guy who opted to kill himself by shooting himself? Shot himself once unsuccessfully. Shot himself twice unsuccessfully. And then he asked one of the other guards to shoot him and kill him. That they didn't do that in the movie, but that's the way it really went down.
Really?
Yeah, pretty interesting.
You heard it here.
Heard it here. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back strong with our... Well, actually, first, before we go to break, who do we have in the studio today? Who did you bring here today?
I got Greg Wiener to come into the studio today.
We went over him already. We talked about
him. Yeah, we got a couple other dudes. We got Jersey Josh coming in, making a break appearance. Haven't seen him in a few weeks.
He did go on a date, and that's something I really want to find out about.
We'll talk about that. Talk about Josh's date from J-Date,
J-Date,
the Jewish dating service.
I thought it was a girl in the mall that he introduced himself to.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We got
who else do we got?
Oh, I don't have the list, dude.
We got Artemis Space Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also known sometimes as Timmy, but Artemis Space Ranger. Of course, we got Scrap in studios, and then we also got AKA the Hammer,
Downtown
AKA yeah. the Hammer.
Yeah.
And all right, we're gonna go to break, and we're gonna come back strong with a part two and check it.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling for Willie, please.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, pal. How are you?
You're good, man.
Good, dude. I'm calling from a lonely room in Hollywood, man. Where are you?
Maybe Florida airport.
So what are your dimensions?
I'm about 5'7", white complexion,
sexual.
185.
Hot. Keep going.
185.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, check it out. I'm a straight guy. Never been with another dude. I think I may need some kind of ass reaming if you get my drift.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right, champ. How much are we talking?
Well, where you at, bro?
Bro, I'm in Hollywood, bro. Let's talk money. Let's talk cash. Let's talk dick. I'm going to come over, drop to my knees, kiss your balls a little bit, and then I'm going to ram a thumb up there, see what happens.
Yeah, sure.
Are you as drunk as I am? Because how do you get that?
No, I'm not drunk.
Oh, you're not drunk?
Nope.
Oh, good, because you're going to be ramming my poop chute for about 2 hours, and I'm going to pay for it. Every licking penny, because you're going to be kissing poo.
Okay.
You are down for whatever. I am loving you right now. All right, listen, my name is Rex, and where are you located? Because we're going to do this. My wife can sleep in her pathetic, unknowing slumber, because I am coming to you, and we are doing things that you will never find out about, and that's the hot part of it, isn't it, pal?
Okay.
You are overwhelmed by me right now. You're just saying, okay, bring me the money, right?
Yeah, sure. How old are you?
How old am I?
Uh-huh.
I'm 31, dude. How old are you?
I'm 28.
I'm freaking out right now.
You dirty
little faggot. I'm going to kiss your balls.
You want to come by here?
And kiss your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Can't wait. I'm going to hold the door for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be that gay type of gentleman. You know what I'm saying?
No problem, bro.
All right, dude. If I walk in, drop my pants, and drop a dirty, wet number two all over your front doorstep. How you gonna ride that?
Yeah, man.
You're into that too, huh? I could basically take my boner and pee in the air, make a fucking fountain, and you'd catch every stick and drop.
Yes.
You would. Okay. Well, hey. You dirty little faggot. I'm gonna kiss your balls. You're the biggest whore I've ever talked to, and I'm coming. I'll call you in 5. I'm down. Boom. I'm in love with you.
Okay, man.
All right, I'm going to divorce my wife. I'm going to sign the papers before I leave the door. You and me, we're going to Maui.
Right. That was fantastic.
It was wonderful.
All right, so in studio today, we got my man, Greg.
Howdy.
What's happening, Greg?
What's going on?
There's actually a funny story about Greg.
Yeah.
Last week, we started the show with a clip, unknowing to me, of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right.
And there was a character on there called Bingo.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get into a part I'd like to call Bit Parts on the Radio. We have Bingo in the studio, and his name is Greg Wiener. It's fantastic.
Bit Parts on the Radio.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that title before I came.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Greg, that clip, is that something you do regularly?
I wish. No, it was, you know, I'm an actor, so, you know, I mean, yeah, that was one of my gigs, you know, when I was out in L.A.
Nice. So yeah, you did that regularly in L.A.?
Not really. I was out there for about a year, you know, and no, I'm a big guy, you know, and I'm not a model, so I didn't do very well out there. Definitely not a fucking model.
No. But you gotta get this poor actor attitude out the window, dude.
No, yeah,
you're all depressed, dude. And like, I'm like, yo, I'm
excited. Is that how
I'm coming off
the problem? I'm not working right now. Man. I'm at the, you're only as good as your last gig, you know?
No, that's true.
I'm a big fan of Bingo.
Thank you. Really big fan of Bingo.
I'm glad. I wish they made a recurring role of Bingo.
Me too.
I really do. I thought it was a great character. Yeah. I was in love with it the first time I saw it, and then I met you, and I was like, all right, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that crazy how that worked out? You played that last week.
It was really weird. So how were the boys? They're great. Funny guys?
Yeah. They're a blast to work with. Nice. One of them's a friend that I went to college with. And he was kind of my in. The guy that plays Dennis, Glenn Harrington.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a solid dude. I've met that guy before.
Solid dude. Yeah, he's a good people.
Do you have any funny stories of on set, or are they just pretty much running the most straight shoot? What do they have?
Danny DeVito had to be put on an apple box for one shot. I thought that was kind of fun.
He's a short dude. He's a very short dude.
Yeah. Other than that, I was kind of freaked out. I was being directed by Fred Savage in the first episode from fucking Wonder Years, so I was
good
a little starstruck.
Fred.
And then Danny DeVito is in my face, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I think for the first, like, 10, 15 minutes, I was a little freaked out.
As in your face? You know? What did he do?
Well, I mean,
face?
We were working together. We were doing a scene.
So he was screaming at you?
Yeah, no, I mean, he was literally in my face.
So did they cut that screen? Because that scene, cause I don't remember.
Yeah,
it.
That scene wasn't written. The part was originally written. They wanted Sean Penn to play it, and they couldn't get him.
So you replaced Sean Penn.
There was another actor, Luis Guzman, who was supposed to do it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, they called me, and I had auditioned for smaller bit parts, and they called me, and they're like, listen, here's the deal. You're either going to do this part, or we're going to give you the other role. And
which was the other role?
It was like a DJ. I think the Sclari brothers did it. It was
I know you're talking about. Yep, oh, okay, I auditioned for
that, and I think they wanted those guys as their name, you know. As many. And so, yeah, I was a replacement.
Very nice. But for Sean Penn.
Yeah. And then actually Luis Guzman they were waiting on. Because I knew Charlie's worked with him before.
Nice.
So they were trying to get him, but he was working.
So back to the prank calls.
Yes.
My favorite thing about him is that you're doing most of the talking. Yeah. And you're really leading him on. And you're like, lick your balls? And he's like, yes. And then he doesn't say anything else. And it's pretty much all you.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. The best parts of some of those calls are the people's reaction. And they come out of freaking nowhere, you know, and it's just, it's brilliant to listen to it because they're just so shocked. Like, I called a Christian guidance line for a while as a gay dude, flaming gay, over the top gay. And I just fucking, you know, I said, excuse me a second, I'm pulling ass beads out of my ass, just to get a reaction. This one guy stayed with me for like, oh God, the original call was like 10 minutes.
So he's worried about you.
Yeah. He was very judgmental, too, when it came out that I was gay. Like, you know, he tried to play off that he didn't know. Mm. And then I made him bring it up, and I started talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, just to get a rise, see what they'd do. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Now, my question for you, and it's not really a question, but it's just sort of a... like.
I'll make out with you later. Yeah, dude.
Awesome.
It's fine.
All right, my second question.
Resident gay.
Resident gay dude. Your name is Greg Winger.
Yeah.
And I know this is so stereotypical. Like, has anybody ever interviewed you about your name?
No.
They usually
just make fun of me.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it like growing up as a kid? Just kind of like, did you have to?
Yeah.
Because I consider you a funny dude, you know, and I feel like maybe it's...
Keep it quiet out there.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, quiet down out there. Greg Wiener's on right now. Quiet it down out there.
All right. What were we saying?
No, I'm just... I find it like maybe that...
My childhood was fucking hell, actually.
Really?
You know? Yeah, but I mean, it's fine because it gave me a sense of humor.
Yeah. And,
but, you know, you get people meet you when you're a kid. What are you going to do? If I met somebody whose last name is Wiener, I'd be making fun of them.
Sure.
Totally. That's what you do.
Now, and
so,
you haven't changed your name. You haven't said it's Greg Fitzsimmons or Greg something.
No.
Greg Cruz.
Not yet.
Greg Cruz.
I don't think names matter that much in entertainment. I could be completely wrong.
Problem with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, let's call him Tom Maypole. Maypole the fourth.
Yeah. So Greg, what's on the plate for this year? I mean, I guess you're just auditioning.
Auditioning for TV, film, theater, commercials.
Nice.
Yeah.
Making it happen.
Voiceovers. Yeah. Whatever.
So
I
with
can
the
get.
Name, with the back to the name, the Greg Wiener name.
Yeah.
We were talking last week about schoolyard fights. Did that ever cause any schoolyard fights?
What do you think?
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely say yes. A big guy like you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely.
Well, I wasn't
say.
That big then, but yeah, no, I've gotten in a lot of fights.
Yeah. Sure. I get the shit kicked out of me a bunch. Right, I also beat the shit out of somebody. Like knocked him out once.
All right. Let's take a break. Let's reconvene. We'll come back with Greg. You're driving me crazy. And we're back. Is that how we do things around here? We just cut everything and then we gotta make an introduction.
Exactly.
Oh! Clapping on the inside. Clapping on the inside. Giggles is back.
Giggles is back.
Whew. I took a brief hiatus there.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming back in with this one.
Totally.
It was really pathetic, and I'd really like you to apologize to everyone. Oh, for that last round.
Individual apologies for
everybody.
Individual
apologies, Giggles.
All right, I'll give like an everyone apology.
No, I want my own.
So do I.
Professor.
You shit all over my whole segment. Sucked.
Sorry, dude. I was trying to keep it
No,
keep
my
it live.
Segment was terrible, man.
It was.
Terrible segment.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, look, it's all right.
Well, you know, we're all learning, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just want to say I'm sorry. I apologize.
There you go.
To you, all Greg. Right. You know.
I accept your apology.
To you, Jersey Josh. I didn't mean to call you the resident Jew.
Let's focus up. Enough with the apology.
I accept.
One thing I do want to do, though, is I want to throw it around the room. Let's try some confessionals. What are you sorry for? Have you ever done something you were sorry for? I'm going to throw this over to Artemis.
Artemis, Space Ranger?
Have you ever been sorry for something? Anything in your life? I'm going to throw this over to you.
Hit me.
What are you sorry about? Give me some confessionals.
Okay, let's see. What am I sorry about? I'm sorry.
Have you ever done something?
I'm thinking.
When you were a kid, when you were older... That you're sorry
about. I got one. A long time ago, back in my hometown, all right, you know, it's in high school, you want to fit in with people in your school. So I had a sleepover, as you do. We played with fire in the fireplace, you know, it's what you do.
It's what you do.
Yeah, and so I was like, hey, guys, you know, in my head, I'm like, I want to be in the cool group, and you guys are the cool group. Let's go do something really stupid. Like sneak out and go find something bad to do. So we ended up going to this. There's this kid in my neighborhood that's kind of a freak at the time. I mean, even my mom said he was a freak.
Let's
so,
pick up the story a little bit.
It's fine.
Let's pick it up a little bit.
Well, you know,
it's cool. It's just, you know, I started to fall asleep. A little bit.
Did you?
A little bit.
Nodding off.
Just nodding off.
So you escaped.
I popped some tires.
You popped some tires. That's pretty low.
I peed in a mailbox, and then we put one of those pop things. You shake them up, like, you know those things that you shake them up and you put
them... Oh, the Fix-A-Flats.
Not even a little bit.
What were they?
Soda cans.
It's a weird, like, so a baking sort of thing. Like, it's in a little plastic.
Wax candles?
No.
Oh.
Close.
Sounds like...
No, I don't know what they're called. Look.
Poppers.
It's okay. It's all right. So you pop some tires... And pee someone's mailbox.
Yeah, can we get back? How old are you at this time?
This is last year.
And you're able... Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. So you're walking around Manhattan. You're like, I'm going to pee in this fucker's mailbox.
Yes. Well, it's a little bit more difficult.
It is.
It's usually a bunch of mailboxes together. Right.
Did you have to stand on an apple box?
Or
like Danny DeVito. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good callback.
That's the only way DeVito can pee in a mailbox.
All right, of course. I'm going to... Giggles.
Yeah.
Give me something you're sorry about.
I'm not really sorry about it. I'm just embarrassed.
So you went through your whole life being perfect?
Oh.
I really find that hard to believe.
No. Something I'm sorry for. This is a good one. All when right. I was in, like, eighth grade, we were, you know, you do those bug projects in science class. And we collect bugs and you stick needles through them. And, you know, you stick it on a styrofoam board.
Okay.
So, you know, we're all finished with our projects and everybody's taking their little bug collection home with them. And I I told this kid, I was like outside. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what was in my brain. But I told this kid, I was like, yo, karate chop this kid. And he smashed it with his hand. And like, this is so not funny.
That's all you did to persuade him? You said karate chop this thing? Did it?
Well, yeah, because I had it. I was like, yo, bro, smash that. And it was upside down so that like when he smashed it, the needle stuck in his hand.
So you picked some poor kid.
Yeah, totally. Though I really am sorry for that because I feel like that's one of those things that like probably sticks with him. Like even to this day.
You felt wrong about it.
I felt totally wrong about it. Mm. Like a total douche move.
Mm, I can see that.
I mean, the thing was stuck to his hand. He put his hand up. And
Was the needle – did you know that the needle was there?
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what would happen.
You did?
Well, wow.
I would feel very sorry about that.
Well,
More sorry than what I think you are right now.
Yeah. No, I am very sorry.
He's
I'm
probably,
still thinking about it.
He's probably podcasting in his friend's kitchen right now, and their episode is, what's the worst thing Giggles ever did to you?
So true. Good,
probably.
Good hope, Professor.
Oh, yeah. But that's it.
So was this kid like even legit, or was he like, was something wrong with him?
He just looked at me like, no, he was a cool kid. Looked at me. He looked at me and like looked at the thing in his hand. He was just like, what are you doing? Yeah. So, I mean, if you're out there, dude, I'm sorry. You know who you are. You know, it was 7th grade, outside, right by the
trash can. Can you give us a first name?
Nick.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Poor Nick.
Yeah.
So you prick Nick.
I did prick Nick.
That's pretty low, man.
It is low.
All right, Mr. Wiener.
Yeah?
Do you have a confessional for us?
Do I have a confessional? Something I'm sorry about that I did in childhood. Does it have to be childhood?
No, dude.
Because I've done a lot of things as an adult that I'm sorry for. Thank you. That'll definitely get me in the mood, the music again. I had $60 left over from a paycheck I was working at a bank, and I took that down to a Jack Shack in Chinatown. And I got manually masturbated so hard by an older Chinese woman that when I popped, I shot myself in the face with my own jism. And
how old was she, approximately?
She had to be in her late 40s to early 50s.
50s?
Yeah. 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 That was, and I couldn't even go there and pick them. I learned the next time because I got a nice young girl. And not younger, like illegal. I sound like a fucking whore. Let me tell you about the prostitute that didn't want me to put my belly on her.
Well, I mean, it's all coming
her.
Together with your radio calls.
Yeah, exactly. I have a fascination with paying for sex, I guess. I don't do it anymore.
No. What was the best story you had? Was that the best story you had when you shot yourself in the face?
Oh, actually, there's a finishing to that. She made me come again the second time. Actually nutted twice for one session, which was a very good deal because I am Jewish.
Yeah, totally.
And I basically ripped that place
off. 2 for 1.
I ripped her hand off.
2 for 1.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I came in my own face.
That's crazy. And you're
and I'm sorry about it.
So who are you sorry to? Yourself?
Because I know what it feels like.
To yourself? You sorry to yourself? Yeah. Or are you apologizing to the 50-year-old prostitute?
I think maybe he's apologizing to all the ladies.
I should be apologizing to my fiance for telling that story.
No, that's cool.
Not that she's going to hear this.
No, totally not. Yeah. We're getting syndicated next week.
Great.
It's cool. It's cool.
Tim's like, don't worry about it. I'm sorry, Artemis.
Artemis.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What about you, Jersey Josh? What are you sorry for? Jersey Josh also being another resident Jew in the house.
Yes.
I mean, this is coming from Giggles. First of all, I'd like to touch on with Jersey Josh. The date never happened. The date never happened. So if I can refresh the viewers or the listeners, he went up to some girl, got the balls to ask her out in Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
She said yes. And he never pulled through. What happened?
No, she worked there at Macy's.
I'm still playing.
She worked at Macy's.
Yeah.
I'm almost at the point where I can afford the lunch.
This was like 2 months ago. That's probably something you're sorry about.
I can't lie to you. And yes, that is my apology. That's my sorry
I hear
topic.
That. That's...
I apologize to Charity.
Charity. That's right. The stripper named Charity.
Charity. So far we got Nick. We got
Let's call him Prick Nick.
Prick Nick. We got Charity. Who were you sorry to? Well,
neighbor.
Your neighbor. And then the Chinese.
I'm sorry to myself.
Sorry to yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good person to be sorry for.
All right. Sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to steal your thunder there. But
oh, no. I got no thunder. I got no thunder. Nah. I got no thunder. I got some thunder.
All right. Let's focus. Let's
all right,
focus,
guys.
All right. Professor, do you have anything? Or are you just sitting out there? We'll leave you alone on this one.
I'm sorry nobody told Mike that we can't accept calls on this radio show.
Yeah, I don't. You keep hand signaling a call in that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Like, you ruined the last segment because of the phone in, and you want to try to do it again.
How can we be a radio show and not have call in?
Well, it's because it's more of a podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. One day we'll get there. Don't worry
totally.
About it.
I'm ready for it, though. You know, I feel like we have.
Baby steps, giggles.
Baby steps.
Oh, man.
Well, that was a good segment. That was tight. I really feel like a lot of stuff has been let
you
off my chest.
You say that every time.
Yeah.
You say tight.
I think my thing is the way he says it.
Last week it was, all right, guys, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track. And now he's saying.
Can I hear him say that? Can I hear it?
All right, guys, let's get back on track.
Awesome.
Never works that really well. Don't talk about getting on track.
Yeah.
But that was tight.
That was tight. Yeah. You know, like, it does sound
good
somewhere.
About the T. It's kind of aspirated.
Tight. The T?
Yeah.
What T?
On tight.
Back on track?
That too. I think he likes aspirated T's.
I think he likes ass.
Well, I do. But let's talk about...
Pricknicks.
Pricknicks. Let's talk about slang. What's some new slang words that you've been hearing lately that's, you know, that's... Going,
you know, I would like to contribute to this.
All right,
I have a new personal philosophy. If you can curse someone out without actually saying a curse, that is actually more powerful.
All right, I want you to curse out giggles without using a curse.
D bag.
Ooh,
It's not bad.
A hole.
Strong.
I like these are all ones I've heard in 1997. Well, if you were in 1997, sure, this would be great put down. But come on, it's 2009.
It is.
What do you got? This kid's over here talking about new slang. You're saying D-bag. Mm. All right,
okay.
You're saying A-hole? That's like 1952.
That's like make me.
I'm not in love with A-hole. I Nobody like D-bag, does. Though.
D-bag's pretty cool.
Good one.
Thank you.
That's but all I'm I saying wanted. Still old. But he's talking about, so what do you got for new slang?
Brosemity.
Oh,
that's
God.
Horrible.
Dude, oh, Brosemity. God. It's like a park of dudes where you can just come and just be like a dude. Where
you would love that.
It sounds like a black version of the
frolic.
Cartoon
sounds
guy.
Like prison.
You just want to frolic among dudes. Not just men, dudes.
Yeah, totally.
I mean...
What's wrong with frolicking, bro?
You know, nothing, like, nothing.
People have
nothing's
like,
wrong
got
with
this
frolicking.
Thing about dudes not frolicking. I think we should be free to frolic.
They can't frolic because they end up fucking each other.
It's actually funny that you say that because
that's a good call.
You know, yeah, it is.
That happened
guys
last
are guys.
Time, and
you
I was
start frolicking.
Not comfortable with that.
It's so, actually interesting that you say frolicking with dudes.
Yeah,
I said that technically, but that's really what he wants
but,
to
but
do.
But he wants to frolic with dudes. Yeah. It's not like you want to frolic with dudes. Giggles wants to frolic with dudes. Clint Eastwood came out recently and said...
I didn't realize he came out.
He came out recently and said that today's younger generation guys... are a bunch of pussies.
I would agree.
And I think you are a really shining example of frolicking with dudes.
Listen, dude.
Well.
What?
I think it's an integrity issue.
What's the integrity?
I'm not really quite sure.
No. No, but listen. You know, getting back on track here.
back on track.
To Brosemity.
Bricknick.
Back to Brosemity. All right, but yeah, you know, I thought it was cool. You know, I looked up for the Urban Dictionary, and there was no Brosemity. And I was like, I thought about writing it. I thought about being like typing in the definition. But then I thought about the time I would spend doing that and realizing if it was really worth it. So I just wanted to throw out Brosemity. I thought it was a cool name for something.
Can you define Brosemity?
Frolicking with dudes.
Is it a place?
It's a park.
It's a state of being. It's like a state of awareness.
Of dude euphoria?
Totally. There's a lot of movies coming out.
It's called homosexuality.
Reminds me of that last episode in The Lord of the Rings when they're all frolicking on the
You
want
to call gay society
frolicking hobbits?
Brosemity? I don't think it's going to stick. I don't think gay guys are going to really dig that.
I'm picturing in
not,
my mind.
It's not awesome or fantastic.
It's a black version of the guy from the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I don't know if you say Brosemity.
Brosemity Sam.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Brosemity
Sam.
Without the red handlebar mustache.
It's not going to really go anywhere.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I think Brosemity died in your kitchen, giggles.
All right. Well, you know, listen, I just try to Throw it out there, guys.
Just throwing it out there.
I throw it out there.
Do you have any other ones that you'd like to really talk about?
Me?
Yeah.
I had another one that was called a maver. It's like a man favor. You know? Like, yo, I need you to do me a solid.
Wait, what is... Wow. Why everything has to do with guys?
Amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. Yo, I need you to do me a maver. Can you help me move my couch?
Yeah, I don't ever want to hear that from you. Ever.
A maver?
Maver.
You know what I hate? Slang. People cutting words off, not saying them.
Yeah.
As opposed to absolutely. Oh, absolute. Death. Yeah.
What like the fish?
Definitely.
I'm totally like, going on vacay.
Yeah, I'm going on vacay.
Yeah.
So what's stupid. Your thitch?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. This is purging, getting it out.
But my the shocking thing is that everything you have to talk about has to do with a bunch of guys. Which is why we're surrounded by a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I mean, look around. You'll see. I'm looking in like handspan. That's kind of weird. In handspan, I never want you guys to be in handspan. I'm sorry, but handspan, five dudes.
I could just
reach out
means.
And touch a dude.
What are you talking about? You're talking about within hand's reach, handspan?
Yeah, handspan.
Yeah.
His diction was off there.
All right.
Do you just want to fuck one of us? Is that what this is going to turn into?
Thank you.
Somebody asked
is
it.
That, and I feel like I'm the odd guy out that nobody knows. Breathe. So you're going to fucking rape me. Nobody knows I'm here.
Welcome, Wiener.
And that's it. This podcast will go nowhere.
I was wondering why your last name was Wiener. All right, we're going to take a break because this is getting out of control, and Giggles loves men.
Yeah.
Brosemite. What a fucking ass.
What are you talking about, dude? It's going to catch, bro. It's going to be like the bird flu. No.
Okay, I'll do everything in my power to not have Brosemite catch.
Guys,
what?
We need to drop Brosemite now. We need to not talk about it ever again.
Done. See, that's what I'm talking about. Dropping it and ending it.
Drop it.
Killing it.
Drop it.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot.
My hands are wet on the wheel. They are. Speaking of wheels, dude, we've had some thievery. Some shit's gone down.
Yeah, that's an interesting subject.
Yeah, dude. Auto theft.
If we're going to get into it, we're going to get into
it. We got to get into it.
So last week after the show. Last week after the show, there was an unfortunate incident where Poor Scrap's got his car stolen.
Yeah.
That's just one of many, many, many nails in my coffin right
now. Scrap's a madman.
Yeah. Yeah, like his automobile.
He got his car stolen last week.
Actually, probably last week during the radio show.
Yeah, during the radio show.
Or at least that night of debauchery with these guys.
Now, I heard suspicion that you think it's because Giggles left your door open.
No, I don't really.
Is there blame being cast?
I blame Giggles because I don't blame Giggles for this one.
Nothing
I
can't. You want to though? You've.
Oh, I'd love to. I exhaust all of my anger onto Giggles.
Yeah, you're like, these are his exact words.
If I didn't pick you up from the airport, my car wouldn't have got stolen because it was right in front of the house.
That's true. I did. Say
so
that.
There was an original cast.
What is this?
Turn that off.
The coffee make?
Yeah, turn that off.
Yeah, I mean, I do blame him for that because he made me pick him up at the airport.
I asked you.
I blame you for driving a Civic, dude.
Yeah. Civics.
And loving it a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to learn not to love.
I think that's really what Scrap is getting towards. He's like learning to love less.
It's learning like been a less. Destructive cyclone that I don't know if I can love at all.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, I lost my car. I loved it. So everything that I love.
Yeah, well, scientists have actually proven that Neanderthals didn't have feelings. So
this is from a guy that loves God and doesn't believe in evolution. So
no. Wow.
Is that true?
Well, I do believe.
Are you a creationist?
You're a creationist?
Yeah. Well, I believe that there's a...
I thought you were a churchgoer.
Oh, my.
What? Why is
goodness
this...
Goodness me. Now we've got something actually interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to get his car stolen. No, Giggles is a creationist.
I believe in
You think an evolutionist
design.
Could coin the term brosemite?
I think that I do believe that we were created. There has to be a reason for it. I feel like this universe and this solar system and these people on Earth, like, there's no way that's just an accident.
How old is the Earth?
I don't know.
All right.
So it's either 4.5 billion years old or 6,580 something years old. Is that the either or?
I've had this conversation with him before. And seeing that he is a churchgoer, he follow the Bible, right?
Yeah.
You're a man who follows the Bible. Do you follow the Bible for work? I mean, if you're going to follow the Bible, why not? Why pick and choose?
No.
So then you believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Now, you're talking about a literal interpretation of the Bible versus like a figurative interpretation.
I feel like you guys are bullying him.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get down to like the brass tacks here.
Here's the brass tacks. Here's what Giggles believes. I believe that like there had to be a way for this to happen. You know, I believe that we're not just here by accident. Like, I don't know the exact facts. It's a thing called like faith. People just have faith in that this has happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but like I know that there's something out there.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah,
quick question. Dinosaurs.
Yeah, dude.
Why aren't they in the Bible?
Well, it's a good question. The Bible says stuff about like there's been beasts that walk the earth, and you know I can't quote it word for word, but like you know there's
beasts like Andy.
Totally, like Neanderthals.
Scrap.
No, but you know I think you know I'm
poor scrap.
I'm reading this book right now called Thank God for Evolution. And it's sort of like it's a man's opinion. It's written by this reverend.
A man's opinion.
A man's No, like
is that a man opinion?
A man opinion. You guys are bastards. No. But it's trying to find the harmony between science and religion.
So let me ask you this, Giggles. Yeah. What if we're gone tomorrow? How does that play into God's plan? Say Yosemite blows.
Yosemite blows up.
We're talking about actual Yosemite.
Okay.
You're talking Yellowstone, but we're not
Yellowstone. Yellowstone. So Yellowstone blows, and we're all gone tomorrow. Because we have resident expert USGS.
That's
Hammer. The Hammer.
A.K.A. the Hammer.
A.K.A.
Please.
The Hammer. We can get into
Where did you get your A.K.A.? You go?
It's because I'm more commonly known as Downtown.
Right. No, I mean
Downtown Pistol.
Well, Andy AKA got his PhD at the School of Hard Knocks. I was wondering where you got your AKA.
That's when he got his car stolen.
There's a lot of dick handling on this show.
So, Scrat, one thing that as soon as I learned that you got your car stolen, it was pretty terrible. I do know that you're a man who loved his trunk.
Yeah,
were a pack rat.
I'm a pack rat.
What did you lose in this deal?
Oh, a lot of personal.
I mean, I saw you almost cry over screwdrivers. Is that where you were in your trunk?
Screwdrivers are one of many. I lost my bowling ball. A scooter I stole from children.
Nice.
My telescope.
A bunch of Ryan's camping gear.
Oh.
Actually, let's talk about that.
Oh, no.
No, that's something that's actually piqued my interest.
Yeah, well, maybe, like, definitely things that would be used in subarctic conditions.
Lost my sleeping bag?
No, I didn't lose your sleeping bag.
My tent?
Did you have my tent in there?
Well, these are all questions that
what
I haven't
quite figured
out.
Why was my telescope still in your trunk?
This whole
Andy
getting his car stolen thing was really funny until like 2 seconds ago. now it's hitting home.
Now I'll tell you. I'll be honest. Downtown. I know that none of the camping gear that I borrowed from you in the last two of my many borrowings from you are in the car. But I'm thinking more on the line of like we did a snowboarding trip, and I know there was like that type of gear, so I don't know if you lent me any of your snowboarding stuff.
I don't have a snowboard.
Yeah, but the like gloves and eyeglasses and stuff.
Goggles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Giggles. Yeah. Goggles.
Oh, my sunglasses were in there. My screwdriver.
The blockers?
No, they're
the new ones.
My new ones. Tim, Timmy gave me some boots back in the day. They were in there. They're gone.
The military boots.
Two jackets, both which are corduroy. If you guys remember, I had a blue one and a brown one. Gone.
Yeah, my telescope.
Gone.
I remember all of your wardrobe, Andy. All of it.
Gone.
Is it all in the trunk?
Yeah, a lot of it was gone.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, this is
what about
really
my junk?
Gone.
Yeah.
Woo. This is tough. Yeah, way to bring it down into the show.
Yeah, this is really tanking.
Yeah. It's So last week we talked, last time we talked a little bit about how you wanted, Giggles wanted to better himself in 09.
Yeah.
Have you been making any great strides?
A little bit. Like I've been trying to do more than say more. I will say that I did sleep in this morning, which was probably, I shouldn't have. But like I slept until like 11, which is, you know, unacceptable. I need to be getting up at least, you know, by 9.
Have you ever taken a vow of silence?
What, me?
Yeah.
No.
who
would I be talking to? I mean, you were talking, so why? Who? I'm going to interrupt your what you're saying. Ryan.
Tim, I haven't.
Thank you. That's all I just wanted to know. Mike, we can go back to you. Whatever you were saying.
No, I'm good. Thanks. Were you really talking to me, dude?
I was talking to you, Mike.
I couldn't see you, but there was like a tripod in the way.
There's a Wookiee cock in the way. The Bob Barker microphone is...
Bob Barker.
That microphone is like 3 feet long.
No, but have you ever taken a vow of silence, Mike?
No. No, and the name's Giggles.
Giggles.
I'll ask you one more question before we move on.
Yeah, dude.
How long do you think you could go without talking? This is not the challenge.
Not now. Now's not the time.
This is the question.
How long? I don't know, man. But I don't. That's tough because I've never done it.
How long do you think you could go?
Let's make a bet right now. Let's do it. It's not really a fun bet, record.
Dude. I'm a talker.
It's an amazing
bet.
Talk.
This is talk radio. I don't think of silence.
Yeah, this is
that's
awesome.
Not, yeah, yo, you want me to be silent?
No,
on my radio
I don't
show?
Want to be silent. I just want to hear him say, I'm not going to talk for the next 62 hours.
That would be impossible. That would be impossible, man, because Giggles needs...
It would make Andy crazy.
Hey, I'm already crazy.
Yeah, totally.
Scrap.
Yeah, so, if we're going to have names, we should probably stick to them, guys.
As Scrap being your roommate, I'd like to bring him in on this topic of if you really are bettering yourself. Because I got a man on the inside.
No. All right, I'll be honest. Dave and I, we talked about spying on you all week, so I've been taking notes. I've been playing games with you all week.
I don't get it.
Giggles wanted to...
Continue.
He wanted to quit Herb this week, and so all week I went out of my way to do things that looked fun on Herb. So I'd like take bong hits in front of him. I rented Pineapple Express, left it out. He got home from a long day's work. I lit up a bong. I said, "Hey man, do you want to watch Pineapple Express?" Giggles was pretty resilient, though. I must admit, I was pretty impressed. I mean, there was a lot of topless push-ups.
Yeah, I did do like a lot of topless push-ups today.
I've seen him and he's been walking around with less clothes like more and more as the week is going on, which is like disgusting.
Well, it's hot in here, dude. In my defense, I'll let you go.
But
I'll
like
let you keep
10 degrees outside. Open a window.
It's ugly too.
It's hot in here is the thing you say to the girl when you take your
not your roommate.
It's uncomfortable. I need to take off my shirt.
Yeah.
Not
in here.
In the man opinion.
But honestly though, I mean he did all right, but he's not doing that good. He's not doing that good. Like I've seen him at least like he smoked weed, he fucking drinks by himself.
Really?
You're drinking by yourself?
Yeah, you know? He sleeps in. You know, there's all these things. He doesn't eat healthy. He eats bacon, egg, and like cheddar cheese every morning.
I cooked you bacon 2 days in a row.
Hey, man, that's how I know what you ate. Dude. That's part of my plan.
I made you breakfast.
What are you eating? Oatmeal?
No, I'm eating the same thing he's cooking me.
Oh.
Well, I'm not the one that was on the 209 is fine improvement.
All right, yeah.
Giggles, do you think you could do good for the next week?
Yeah, totally.
Do you think you could do better than Scrap?
Oh, probably. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
A health off?
Yeah. You want to have a health off?
I'll do a health off.
I'll have a health off.
I'll hear health
off. But I get one exception on, we'll start Monday.
Start Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Monday
Sunday's
Friday.
Football. Starting on the MLK.
Sunday's the inaugural concert. You've heard about it? It's actually being referred to as a concert.
Who's kicking it off? Who's headlining?
Obama.
He's headlining? He's headlining the concert?
I'm pretty sure he's going to be the feature.
Health off.
We got Jersey Josh chiming in. What you got, Josh?
I know that Warren Haynes and the Dead are playing at the concert, along with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, his wife.
Ah, nice. Interesting. So he's playing the Obama rally concert.
He is.
The Obamathon. It's an Obamathon.
It's an Obamathon.
It's going to be legit. I'm actually thinking of inviting people because I've got an amazing sound system.
You know, I was
actually an amazing TV.
I was thinking about calling it the Bro-Bomathon.
Bro-Bomathon. How about the Bro-Bomathon?
Bro-Bama?
A bunch of dudes watching Obama.
Yeah. Well, the Dead may be just playing one of the parties after the ball.
He is a handsome man.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a health off.
Totally. A 5-day health off.
How do we wrap this thing up? How do we say who's better at doing what? So we got to come up with some limitations.
Yeah, my Giggles and I will make some sort of cork board.
A chart.
And then we'll figure out the pointing system. I'll cheat probably, but
psychology and graphs.
Psychology and graphs. But we'll make it happen. We'll have definitive evidence for you to review next
Can we
week.
Come up with a couple of guidelines now that we could
Oh, you want to do it? Yeah, okay.
Like as far as food and exercise and like meditation. Like if Fanny and I Scrap and I are doing our own, like,
such
you know.
Animosity.
If we just end up doing. No animosity.
Hey, Giggles. Fuck yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, dude. All right.
Just don't ignore him.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing yoga with this bastard. I'm not going
to
be in here.
No one said you have to do yoga, but what are some of the things that you'd like to better yourself throughout the week?
I'm just going to do whatever he does better.
Why can't I have a roommate that just like lets me be instead of like judging me and like, you know, writing down and taking notes on what, you know, I do in my life.
All right, so some of the things we should focus on are how many push-ups a day, how many pull-ups a day.
Oh, we should definitely focus on that.
This ape is going to do more push-ups.
All right, then we can also focus on what you eat.
Food would be a good one.
What else you got?
I think you count beers.
Count beers.
Count bong hits.
Yeah. You know? I mean, there should be no beers and bong hits.
I've been smoking cigarettes, so that goes like I already have
cigarettes.
Giggles, have you smoked any cigarettes?
No, I don't smoke.
You're all right.
So I already have a handicap. That makes it a little bit more fair.
Oh, well, you should tally up all the things that you know. Like,
oh yeah, totally.
All the things that you do.
You guys should count how many times you jerk off too.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Yep.
Yeah. A full man menu.
Well, wait, is that more healthy or less healthy?
Hours of television.
I think that's
watching.
Bonus.
Oh,
yeah,
hours
we're
of
just
going to
be some healthy.
Because I'm thinking that gets the heart rate up, right? That's a healthy.
We have hours of television watch, hours of video games played.
Wow, this is. Why are we doing this again?
A health off.
All right, so here
to
it
make
is.
You feel incredibly guilty about the way you live.
Yeah, maybe.
So you're
experiment.
You're willing to do this.
All right, totally.
And Scrap's willing to do this.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Is there anything you're willing to put on the table for it?
His camera.
How about you put his Andy? Camera. Put your car broken. On the table.
Yeah, put your car on the table. Low blow. Wow. Low blow. Wow.
Yo.
Little too soon.
Paint still wet. All right, well, I'm down, dude.
You know? All right, but
are you really
something.
Down? I mean,
I want you to fight for something. I mean, come on. If there's something really worthy doing, it's worthy doing right and worthy for fighting. All right,
whoever wins gets to call Dave their best friend.
That is so gay, dude.
It's over, Dave.
I think you're just jealous that Dave and I are becoming friends, dude. And we got
gay friends? Yeah.
What's wrong with that, dude? All right, okay. And back to the gayness, dude. Back
to
the gayness.
Back.
All right. There's a.
You know,
it just keeps happening.
I know. It's really awful. It's really awful. And
you can't fight evolution, man.
You can't.
The evolution of gay.
Ooh. Nah, man. You know.
Did God create you gay?
Wow.
Yeah, why would God make you gay, dude?
What is happening here?
I don't know, dude.
Let's get off the gate.
Do we have any other topics on the agenda there, Dave?
I thought we're taking a break.
I think we're going to take a break.
I want you guys to really come up with something before we come back from break.
I think we had a pretty good spread.
Yeah, I really want you guys to do when you come back.
We'll call it a man spread.
A man span.
I want you to come back with something that you'd be willing to put on the table. I'm not talking about anything big. Just something for the table for the health off.
I've got something over there.
Who's that?
Nothing.
Let's converse with them. Yeah. All right. All right. Break.
There's a. I got a good answer for the health off.
All right, Giggles.
Yeah, that was a.
Whew. It's a lofty one.
Yeah,
it's a lofty one.
Is this
Okay, that's enough.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, good song. Good song. All right. So before we left, we talked about Health Off, which I'm really excited for. I think it's really going to be a good week in Health Off.
I'm glad you're excited for it.
I'm excited for it.
He's excited for it.
Really? Yeah. I really don't feel your love for this.
Oh, no, I'm down for it.
Do you feel like you're going to lose?
No. I mean, I just...
He's all talk.
I don't want to be in competition with this dude for a week. If that's what it's going to be about, I don't want to be in like a man off with this dude.
He's afraid of a man off.
A bro off.
He's
afraid
of
a bro
off. Back to the man off.
A bro off.
Yeah. So, but no, but I'm down. I'm willing to try it all for the sake of radio.
So over the break we did right there, what'd you guys come up with?
Oh, I got an idea for what we can bet on.
All right, let's hear it.
The other day, Timmy and I, we saw a commercial for a gun range in the West Side Highway. No gun permit needed.
So, I saw that recently.
Yeah. And so I think the winner, the other guy pays for, and we both go shoot guns.
Ooh. All right, now
very
I got
to
ask.
Very manly, very manly.
I got to ask, what is in it for me? Because it's not a bad thing. Are you going to take me too? Can I come along?
You can come, but you have to pay for yourself.
Oh, I got to pay for myself.
Yeah. But you'll get to go shoot a gun.
All right.
I think it's entrapment. I think it's some sort of like Bloomberg issued thing that's like, yo, come
you
here.
Show up, you get arrested?
Yeah, totally. They're looking for criminals. They do that stuff all the time.
We're a bunch of stoners that are going to go shoot guns. I don't think they're going to worry about that.
They got other issues on their hands.
They may worry about you a little bit.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like shooting guns. I've shot some shotguns and some AK-47s, M-16s. Yeah, NAM. I went to NAM a few years back and went shot an AK-47.
Okay.
But that's enough. Dollar bullet.
That's enough. You were not in NAM.
Dude, I've been to NAM, dude.
He was actually to Vietnam.
Yeah, but you were not.
He?
Yeah, all right.
All right, but not in the sense of like real. All
right, so health bet is on. Health off is on.
Yeah.
Winner takes. Loser takes the other one shooting guns.
If you shoot me, I swear to God.
Nah, I won't shoot you. We should find out how expensive it is. Because right now we can't even eat, let alone like go to a gun range and shoot. You know, we're scrapping around and like looking for.
You're change. Probably going to drop 50 a pop. 50 ahead. Yeah, I think. Between the rental and the bullets, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm down for it, though. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to win the health. I say if we just...
He's really fearing it.
With bad attitude. He's
afraid of you.
Yeah, he's afraid.
I just know what this guy is possible. I know what he's capable of in a health off.
Yeah, but the thing is that he's strong, and you're strong in other areas, so emphasize on that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you strong in? What are your top qualities? Nothing. All right.
I was like
giggles.
Giggles.
Crickets from giggles.
Giggles.
Wow. All right, giggles. You got anything to plug?
Yeah, we got Daniel Collins playing this Saturday at the 169 bar. But by the time this gets out to our listeners, it'll be like 2 weeks past.
What's Dan Collins' website?
Dan Collins at ReverbNationMusic.com, I think. Or you can look up like Daniel Collins. And there's actually two Dan Collins.
So now we have to Google it and cipher through the Google?
I don't
know. Are you their PR?
No.
No. Obviously not.
Obviously really bad PR. Yeah. What's the website again?
I don't know it offhand. But.
On MySpace.
Dan Collins.
Yeah,
Dan Collins. Yeah.
It's Daniel Collins.
Daniel
on MySpace.
Collins. On MySpace. Hey, you know, he's a good guy. He's a guitarist, you know. He commandeered a couple stages before, you know.
So. Beautiful. I'd also like to let's plug Greg.
Yeah, totally.
Go ahead.
You can plug me.
Oh, I'm plugging Greg.
Plug me.
All right, yeah, we...
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Plug me well. Wow. Giggles.
I think next week we should have a, some sort of opener for a new host.
Oh, my gosh. I've just been fired. Wow. You know, I'm wearing a lot of hats here. You know, you said you were producing this, and, you know...
I think he's... Doing just a great job.
All right,
fantastic cool. job.
Oh, what are your questions about the production?
No, it's going smacking the well.
Okay. Smacking,
smacking,
groin grabbing.
Where,
well.
Where's my plug?
It's fab.
Something.
Come on, I want to hear you plug me already. Let's go.
I'm ready to plug you, but dude, does somebody smell something burning?
No.
No.
No, it's in your head.
You trying to think of something to say?
You're stalling. You're stalling.
No, I'm not. It does smell like something's burning. Okay.
You may be having a stroke. Isn't that one of the signs?
Could be. Yeah.
Maybe my lunch,
it
actually.
Does smell it. You smell it, though, don't you?
All right, let's move on. Right. So Greg's website, Giggles, give it to him.
I thought one of the signs of having a stroke was you can't taste food that starts with the letter P.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Yeah. So if anybody wanted to go and look and listen to some of your prank calls.
Oh, myspace.com/ /?
I think it's backslash.
Whatever the slash is, pranking.
Pranking.
P-R-A-N. K I N G,
pranking.
So this is a prank calls. Right, this now. Is your prank call stuff.
There's prank calls. There's gay rap on there as well.
Tell us a little bit about the gay rap.
Really intense. MC and a DJ, MC Pinky Jellybeans and King Siam, and they're two flamboyantly gay rappers that rap about sucking dick and fucking.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you come back on, and next time maybe give us a we'll do a live prank call.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sure.
Totally.
You got it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So what goes into a prank call when you actually get down
a lot
to
of
breast
booze? I get drunk and you know I smoke illegal substances, crack, and it's you just get loose and you have fun and you riff on these people and I don't even think about it really. I just I start talking to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So yeah, and whatever happens happens. Usually it's offensive and gay, like giggles. So, yeah.
All right. So next week we'll really chime in on the health off. You guys really got to be on top of the ball with this one.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
Yep.
Well, Greg, we want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank
for
you
trekking
much.
Out here in the cold freeze, the Arctic blast.
Yeah.
Space coming Ranger, in. Thanks out there.
Thank you.
Artemis Space Ranger.
The Hammer,
aka
Jersey Josh,
and the Professor.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the sound
round. Keeping it
round.
Keeping it round. All right, that's it for us. Be back next week. Fantastic Fridays, Funk Fridays all around. Good work, guys.
Peace.
Later.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly doo.